Construction began last July. The buildings are built. I mean, they are really built. All we're doing now is moving the furnishings from the original school into the new school.
Why did the school decide to renovate and build new buildings?
Well, first it was a function of complete necessity because we were in a 45-year-old building that we loved but was built for a fraction of the students, so it was overcrowded, was not up to any current building standards. In addition to that, education has changed, and we needed a physical space that would enhance the strength of our educational program.
And, you know, when the kids arrive for the first day of school, how will their learning experience be different?
It's almost hard to imagine that moment. You know, this has been a decade really in the making, and just even you asking the question puts a lump in my throat. The kids aren't going to be crowded. They're going to have room for learning. And we saw this in our Carbondale school when we expanded it some years ago, that I actually had a teacher contact me and say, wow, I didn't even realize how much impact the physical space had on learning. All of a sudden, these kids have enough room, and instead of being like little kernels of popcorn and a popcorn popper bouncing off the walls and getting in each other's hair, they have the space to really focus and fully engage in the process of learning.